Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Isjet Heavy Engineering Q4 FY22 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Modi. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Seema, and good day, everybody. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I would like to welcome all for the Q4 FY22 earnings conference call of Isjet. The management is being represented by Mr. Aditya Puri, Managing Director, Mr. S.K. Khurana, Executive Director and Company Secretary, Mr. Kishore Chatnani, Full-time Director and CFO. We will start the call with the opening remarks on the results and the outlook by Mr. Puri. Post that, we can have the Q&A session. I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Puri for his opening remarks. Thank you, sir. Over to you.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our quarterly earnings conference call. I hope that you and your loved ones are all well and safe. We look forward to a fruitful interaction. We've uploaded our presentation on BSE, NSE, and on our own website, www.isjet.com, earlier today. There is also much more information about our business on our website. Let me now talk about our consolidated financial results for the quarter and full financial year. The total consolidated income for Q4 of FY22 is rupees 1,597 crores, which is about 2% lower compared to rupees 1,627 crores for Q4 of FY21. The total consolidated income for 12 months FY22 is rupees 5,512 crores as compared to rupees 5,477 crores for 12 months of FY21. The consolidated EBITDA for Q4 of FY22 at rupees 108 crores is, however, lower compared to 131 crores for Q4 of FY21. The consolidated EBITDA for 12 months of FY22 at rupees 325 crores is also lower compared to rupees 507 crores for 12 months of FY21. The consolidated profit after tax for Q4 of FY22 is rupees 39 crores as compared to rupees 68 crores for Q4 of FY21. The consolidated profit after tax for 12 months of FY22 is rupees 115 crores as compared to rupees 253 crores for 12 months of FY21. The profitability has been sharply lower in the EPC segment. It has also been lower in the manufacturing segment and in the sugar segment. The EPC segment has been adversely impacted by steep increase in material costs due to increase in commodity prices, mainly steel and aluminum, also nickel and copper. Time and cost overrun in EPC projects due to the impact of COVID-related disruptions coupled with shortage of skilled manpower. Sharp increase in freight costs, both for purchase of materials and supply of goods to the customers. Normal employee costs and increments. As you know, last year we had salary cuts. The lower profitability on the EPC segment will continue for some time as the fixed price longer duration orders presently under execution were booked before the increase in commodity prices. Profits in the manufacturing segment are lower because of some impact of commodity prices and normal salary costs. Profits in the sugar segment is lower due to lower quantity of sugar sales, that is 16.19 lakh quintals for in FY22 versus 21.76 lakh quintals in FY2021, as there was lower export. Since we are carrying good profits, good stocks, the profits will come in as and when the sugar is sold. Regarding sugar exports, as you know, last year we exported a good quantity of sugar under the government's export subsidy scheme. This year there was no government export subsidy scheme, and we, being located very far from ports, find it uneconomical to export sugar in comparison to sugar factories located in coastal states and near to the ports. We have, however, contracted to export a small quantity of 10,800 metric tons of sugar, which has been exported in the current financial year. The consolidated profits have been adversely impacted by interest and other costs in the ethanol plant and under construction in Philippines. I will now talk about the order booking. The consolidated order booking for Q4 of FY22 is rupees 1442 crores as compared to rupees 147 crores of orders booked in Q4 of last year. The consolidated order booking for 12 months of FY22 is good at rupees 5608 crores compared to rupees 4863 crores for 12 months of last year. Consolidated orders in hand as on 31st March 2022 are rupees 7322 crores against rupees 6765 crores as on 31st March 2021. The order book position is satisfactory. Of the consolidated order book, 77% is for the project business and 23% for the product business. The order book includes rupees 1113 crores for export orders, which is just over 15%. The order book for Israel Hitachi's Ocean is also good. It has rupees 644 crores of orders as on 31st March 2022. The overall market demand trend is encouraging and the inquiry position is very good. Firm inquiries and budgeted inquiries exceed rupees 10,000 crores and export inquiries have also picked up. As our order book is well placed and we are going slow on order booking in view of the high volatility in commodity price and also being choosy in booking new orders and focusing on orders which offer reasonable margins. Some customers are also delaying placement of new orders in view of the high commodity price, leading to higher product project costs. Order booking and profitability in orders may improve given the softening of steel prices earlier this year, after the government imposed export duties on steel. As you know, the new 100 KLPD ethanol plant at Saraswati Sugar Mills has commenced commercial production in December 2021. The plant is operating at full capacity. Regarding the Cavite Biofuels ethanol plant in the Philippines, we will be starting construction in June 2022 and expect to complete the plant by June 2023. Information technology upgradation by implementing SAP. In order to improve our internal processes, controls, project management, costing, resource planning and financial reporting, we are doing a business process re-engineering, BPR led, SAP S/4HANA ERP implementation. This will also prepare the company for undertaking a larger scale of business. We've selected and engaged one of the big four consultants, MS Ernst & Young ENY, as a consultant to conduct the BPR assignment and also configure and implement this SAP software. We plan to go live on the new system by 1st April 2023. My colleagues and I will be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Digant Haria from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, first question is on the product division. Sir, if you look at the last 4 years, we are roughly between 1500 crores to 1700 crores of revenue in the products division for the full year. It's 5 years and, we've not been able to break out of this 1500-1600 crore band. So now at least we are seeing some uptick in the order book. So could you help us with what are the key sectors which have to do well for this products division to do well? So one or two key sectors which, where a lot of our order books come from?
Okay, I'll answer that question. The product business derives its orders from a diverse quite a few diverse sectors, and I will just speak about them. Industrial from the oil and gas, petrochemical and fertilizer industries, that's the process plant business. Then it does from the automobile sector, and then to some extent from boilers and castings from cement plants, cement plants, soda ash plants, and the turbine business, whether it's hydro turbine or steam turbine.
Okay, so the largest two would be automobile and this whole oil and gas and refining and these sector, right? That would be the two largest sectors.
Yeah, they would constitute the largest sector. Yes.
Okay, sir. And in terms of product portfolio, how have you moved in the last 4-5 years? Because I just see that even there we are facing margin pressures and do we have the capacity or the will to go to say 2,000 crores kind of a revenue in the next 1 or 2 years in this product division?
Maybe in the next 3 years that visibility should be there. We have a sort of increased, made investments in one of our foundries and expanded the capacity, which should give an incremental output of about 70 crores. And we are also planning to do marginal investments to increase the turnover.
Okay. So the second question is, broadly on, I've been following this company for around 8 years now, and before the Philippines incident happened, we always used to have 8 or 9% of our revenue in working capital. Generally, margins would be between the 6 to 8% range. So versus that backdrop of our history, our performance on all the parameters is, relatively at the lower end, I would say, whatever we have seen from history in the last 8-9 years. Is it something, within the company that needs a lot of improvement because of the environment has significantly improved in terms of ordering? And yet we see that, on most of the parameters, we are stuck at the lower end of our, historical range in working capital or margins or execution of the orders also. So that's it from my side. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Viraj Mehta from Aquarius PMS. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, I think if you can just answer Digan's question, that would be one of my questions anyways.
Yeah, so would you just like to repeat that question
sir, the question was, if you were to look at our working capital as a percentage of sales and our margin, we are actually at a much worse stage than what historically we have done over the last 8 years. Whereas if we were to compare ourselves to some of the other product players, and there are a plethora of them, but across the businesses, if you look at them, all of them have significantly improved their margins this year and are guiding better margins next year compared to last year and the year before. But we are not seeing any of that. Can you say why that is happening? Why is there such a vast difference in that?
So it's in the EPC business, we have taken a big hit because of the commodity price hike. We have taken a big hit from the commodity price hike. There is also cost overruns because of COVID. The projects are taking a much longer duration to complete. We have got delivery extensions in most cases from the clients, but they do not compensate us for the increased costs because of COVID or other reasons. So these projects that we are doing are longer duration projects than what we have been typically doing. The PSU orders are much longer. The payment terms are more stretched. The cash flow is not as good as in the private sector because it's all bunched up towards the end of the project. This year we hope that PSU projects that were taken on adverse terms, most of them will be completed or will be substantially completed by the end of this year. So we do think that the working capital position would improve significantly. These projects have also been delayed because the government or the PSUs have been delaying giving approvals because obviously they also face the same problems as we've faced in COVID. So we were in some ways forced to go slower. They have agreed in most cases to increase time period, but at the same time, the costs at the sites have been mounting. We have now become very selective in taking orders. We are taking orders with better margins now. And we could have taken a lot more orders, but we have reduced the order booking.
Right. So, sir, going forward, is it fair to assume that the margins that we did this year, both in the product division and in the EPC division, is the worst behind us? Like, when do we return to the profitability that you mentioned a year back? When do we return to high single digit, 9-10% EBIT margin, kind of the number for the whole company?
I think we'll be able to give you a clearer picture by Q3 because we'll be sure about the completion of a lot of projects and the commodity price hike and things which have happened. Although commodity prices have softened, if these continue to remain the way they are, then there may be an improvement. But by Q3, we'll definitely be able to give you a much clearer picture.
Right. And sir, we have essentially lost 40 crore this year on our ethanol plant in Philippines, if I look at the segmental numbers. And on a quarterly basis, we will continue to lose 12.5-13 crore, not even counting cost of capital. I mean, my sincere request to the management, and I'm sure you're looking at it, but is to have some resolution to it, right? We can't be having so much capital tied up and lose 12-13 crores a quarter on a plant which is under construction.
No, you are absolutely correct. So now that the COVID situation has sort of improved and Philippines is allowing Indians to come in, our teams have been there, the contractors have been selected, and in June itself we are working, starting to complete the plant. And we are starting activities to complete the plant, starting activities on the ground to complete the plant, and we hope that within 1 year the plant will be operational. In the meanwhile, we have inquiries to some people who might be interested in buying the plant. We are evaluating it, but we are working to complete the plant.
Right. And sir, if the prices of steel where they are, or the commodities, all the commodities, steel, copper, everything put together where they are today, what kind of, and we have taken fixed price contracts, even what we have taken in last 3 to 6 months, we would have taken it at a slightly higher margin or higher commodity prices. Is it fair to assume that if now the commodity prices keep falling, like we actually lost a lot of margins because of fixed price, if the commodity prices fall now, a lot of those fixed price gains should come to us?
They should, but we will evaluate and let you know in the next call or the call after that. Yes. Theoretically, what you're saying is correct, and we also feel it will happen. But the commodity prices have come off in the last, very recently. And then, you know, prices of things like copper and aluminium have an indirect effect on electricals and other items. So we're just waiting for the market to absorb the reduction and reduce those prices. So we will have a clearer picture shortly.
Sure. And the last one question. On 5,500 crore top line that we did, we have 7,500 crore order book. What do you expect on a rough basis to be growth this year?
This year, the growth should be about, say, about 5%.
So 5,700, 5,800.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Prakshi Chaudhary from Ace Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. So I would like to know your outlook on FGD segment with government making some big announcement related to it recently. And also if you can give some color on the kind of opportunity you are likely to capture in this segment.
No, so FGDs, the market is still there for FGDs and we are continuing to bid for FGDs. We are seeing some private sector interest in FGDs, we are seeing some government interest in FGDs. The market is lumpy because they're high value projects, so if you get one, it's high value, if you don't get it, it's not that high value. But we are we are buoyant on that market, and we do hope to put some orders in the next few quarters.
Okay. Sir, I would also like to know your plans on the ethanol business.
So our own ethanol plant or selling ethanol plants to others?
So your own.
So our own ethanol plant is working in capacity, and ever since we got all our approvals in December, and the plant is running very well, both in terms of capacity utilization, which is close to 100%, and in terms of efficiencies.
Okay. So that's it from me. Thank you so much for taking my questions, and wish you good luck for the coming quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. We take the next question from the line of Abhishek Kale, individual investor. You may go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, what is the feedstock for our ethanol production at Saraswati Sugar Mills? Is it sugarcane juice or B-heavy?
B-heavy.
Okay. And are there any plans for capacity expansion of the ethanol plant at Saraswati Sugar Mills?
We are looking at a potential capacity expansion which should allow us to produce more per day, but the season may get shorter because the economics will improve with that. The total that we produce in a year may remain the same. We've applied for an extension, but whatever we do, we are not going to make very heavy investments into it. We are looking at some approvals coming by December, January, whereby we may be able to produce more ethanol, but it's going to be a very marginal investment.
Okay. Sir, if I may ask, this is the question regarding the Philippines plant. Like you said, there are some inquiries that we have received. So how much ballpark do we expect if and when that plant gets sold? Or I think in the previous con calls you have also indicated that if operationally we think that it would be more profitable operating it ourselves, we would rather consider that as well. So where are we on that? I mean, I would like to know the ballpark number first.
So ballpark, I think we have no number, but we can only say that we expect the valuations to increase considerably once the plant is completed. Or we can demonstrate that the plant is going to be completed soon.
Okay. And sir, from in the next 3 quarters, how much do you think would be our average cash burn in order to set up the plant, or we have accounted for that already?
This is Kishore Chatmani here. So we have a loan sanction from a bank in Philippines.
Yes.
We will not be putting in any money from here. The loan will be taken by the Philippines company on its own books.
Okay.
Guaranteed by SGX, but we will not get any money from insignificant amounts of money with this.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side, and best of luck for the upcoming quarters. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We take the next question from the line of Vigantharia, Green Edge Wealth. You may go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. So you mentioned that that you know, because of the slow moving orders and especially in the public sector orders, we are facing challenges in margins, working capital, everything. So what would that be as a proportion of the you know, total order backlog of 7,300 crores?
So today our PSU order book is about 39% of our total order book.
Right.
And due to COVID, we are thankful to get orders from the PSUs because export orders had totally dried up. But we are hoping that the export orders proportion in our order book increases. There are of course better margin also, and the PSU order book should come down to about 25-30%.
Right, but you know, when you say 39% is the current order book, would all of that 2,800 crores of the PSU orders qualify as, you know, fixed rate, low margin, high working capital orders?
They are not fixed price. They most of them have a price variation clause, and price variation clauses work both ways, which means if the commodity prices go up, you get higher realization, and if they go down, they go down. But they are almost all of them high working capital requirement because PSU payments only come on achievement of milestones.
Right. And you know, assuming a normal world, not like COVID, you know, what would the proportion of this public sector orders be for ISJEC in the coming years? Because as far as I remember, before 2018, this number used to be significantly lower than 39-40% also.
That's right. That was because we were having maybe more than 20% as our export order book. And typically the PSU order book used to be 20-odd percent. And the balance was coming from private sector. So there is as you know, something good about the PSUs. They always have the budget and the money to give orders. But they are very demanding customers in terms of lower prices and cash flows.
Right. But yeah, you know, they are demanding, that's fine. But the thing is that will we as a company see a reduction in this order book as our export order book and domestic order book from private sector go up?
If private sector investment increases, we would look at decreasing the share of PSUs, but it is a fact that the PSU in the recent past, I mean in the last year or year and a half, PSUs are also sort of becoming more liberal in their payment terms. The FGD orders that we took in round one or round two had much worse payment terms than what they were in the last few rounds.
Got it, sir. So yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Ms. Ashna from ICICI Securities. Ma'am, you may go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Hi. Sir, first question is on the Philippines plant. So what is the total investment that we have done on the plant till date?
We have a large outstanding amount from the plant, from that company. You know, we acquired it after the dispute with the customer. Then we acquired it and became our subsidiary. After acquisition, we have given out loans of about 50 crore rupees to sustain till now. But further investment is going to be done out of a loan to be taken by that company there in Philippines.
And what is the expected amount of the loan for the balance construction work that is pending?
It is about 180 crores.
Okay. And sir, out of this 50 crore outstanding amount, how much of that is the OPEX cost and how much would be towards the CAPEX of the plant?
It is largely OPEX.
Okay.
For salaries, for upkeep of the plant, for insurance, it's largely OPEX.
And as per your recent order book, your railway order book has been on a declining trend for the past couple of quarters. So what would be the reason for that? Is it that the ordering has been slow or we've been bidding less over there?
So as we said earlier, we've become very selective in taking orders. And so wherever we see the competition intensity to be high and the prices to fall, because as you know, this is also the tender route. There is no premium for better quality or better execution. We are staying away from those projects.
Also, it has come down because we have completed certain projects recently.
Okay, sir. So then going forward, are we seeing any opportunity once things stabilize and once commodity prices also stabilize, any opportunity from the Vande Bharat plan that has...
From the opportunities from?
The Vande Bharat program.
Well, yes, we do see some opportunities. We are evaluating them, and there could be opportunities, but they have to be, as and when the opportunities come, they have to be very critically evaluated.
Okay, sir. And sir, in the ethanol distillery that you mentioned that you started operating in previous quarters, so what would be the average capacity utilization for the full quarter? Was it 100% for the entire quarter?
It was 99.9 something.
Okay. So and when can we expect it to break even, or like currently it is posting losses? So.
No, it posted a loss in the first quarter because of the lower sales and booking all the full interest and depreciation and so on. But it should be profitable from the current quarter.
Okay, and sir, if you can repeat the order intake number for the quarter.
Order intake for the quarter on a consolidated basis.
Yes.
Was 1442 crores.
Okay, and sir, similar number for Hitachi for this quarter and for March 21.
I have the total orders in hand for Hitachi, but I can get you in a couple of minutes. I'll answer it after a couple.
Okay, and so overall, how is the profitability looking for Hitachi? You last time you mentioned that some high complex machinery equipment is what Hitachi has been working on. So if you could throw some light on that.
So we expect the profitability this year to be much better. It was hit last year partly because of commodity pricing and partly because of shipping disruptions, which was in the scope of the customer. He could not lift, customers could not lift a lot of the cargo. So this year certainly looks better than last year.
Thank you. Thank you very
much. Isaac Hitachi, the order booking that you are asking for this quarter was 70 crores. And for the full year, it booked 520 crores of orders, new orders. Compared to that, for the last year, their order booking was 250 crores. So order booking in the current year is twice of what it booked in the previous year.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir. We take the next question from the line of Viraj Mehta from Equirus PMS. Please go ahead, sir.
My questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mehta. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Harish from HS Investments. Go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. I basically have two questions. What was the total capex of last year, and could you share the capex plan for the coming year? And my another question is, if you can please elaborate on your technology tie-up with UCC Environmental USA, which was mentioned in the investor presentation. Thank you. And how it will be helping us in future.
Total capex this year was 56 crores in ISDEC Heavy Engineering standalone.
And this year, the coming year would be probably in the same range. And as far as the UCC tie-up is concerned, This is another technology which, so in India there are some thermal plants who are based on coal as the fuel, which their capacity, their residual life is not very high. So for them, there is this alternative technology which is low on investment, low on capex, but high on opex. So if the residual life is less and the plant is going to, say, shut down in the next 5 years, 6 years, then the plants prefer to go this route, the route of lower capex and higher opex. It makes more sense to them. So we have tied up with them and we've got our first order for such a plant.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Aditya Mehta, Dynamic Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
You're audible, yes.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for taking my question. Sorry, I joined the call a bit late, but I just had one question. So I wanted to know the reason for no export of sugar last year, and also would like to know the outlook for the business for next year, or let's say for next 2 years.
So let me talk about export of sugar. So as you know, in the earlier years, the central government was giving a subsidy for exports. During the current year, there was no subsidy for exports. So most of the sugar that is getting exported out of India is being exported from the coastal states of Maharashtra and Karnataka. We, as you know, are situated in Haryana. We are about 1500 kilometers from the nearest viable port. So it's, our realization on export was not working out to be good compared to the prices that can be offered, export prices that can be offered by the coastal states. So that is one. The second is most of the sugar that's exported from India was raw sugar. We could have chosen to make raw sugar, but we can only make at the beginning of the season or end of the season. Since we did not have visibility of viable prices, we did not make raw sugar. The sugar that we make goes to largely three countries, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, and Indonesia. So you saw political difficulties in Afghanistan and in Sri Lanka. So they were not really buying our kind of sugar. So there was not so much demand for our sugar. But nevertheless, there are pockets in the world, some countries where our sugar is very popular. So in spite of our prices being higher, we have booked some orders of about 10,800 tons. Mr. Puri talked about it when he spoke. So, and those have been dispatched this year. In any case, our realization has been good. So while quantity of sugar sold is less, our realization has been good. And we are carrying a large stock of sugar, which the profits will come in when we sell that sugar.
Okay, sir. So, the profits which you are talking about should be maybe in next year, or let's say in 2 years.
During the current year, sir. Sugar is getting sold every month, so current year.
Yeah. All right. Okay, sir. Understood. Fine, sir. I'll get back to the queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mehta. We take the next question from the line of Kriti Sood from NVS Research. You may go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. Sir, I wanted to understand what is the outlook of margins for next year. Is the worst of margin pressure due to raw material price inflation behind us?
So in the beginning we said that the prices, the quantity inflation was unprecedented. At least unprecedented in my since I have been in business. But prices have cooled down the last days or so. We are still evaluating it, and in the next call we will let you. We will have a clearer. As of now, the commodity prices have cooled down. How long they stay this way, we are yet to evaluate.
Okay, all right. My next question is, what percentage of your orders are fixed price, and could we see more margin pressure in future because of similar orders booked earlier?
We have some fixed price contracts, and on that, because of the 60%, because of that, the commodity pricing softening, there would be an impact. But we will evaluate everything and let you know next quarter or the quarter after that.
All right. If I may ask one more question, we've seen that
sure.
Exports have been falling since last 4-5 years. What is the reason for the same and your outlook?
So last 2 years, because of COVID, there was no travel and there was no, we could not meet the customers physically. That has, since the last few months, travel has commenced. And this situation on exports is looking order booking this year will be better than order booking.
Okay, thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you, ma'am. We take the next question from the line of Mr. VP Rajesh from Banyan Tree Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. As a new investor, I'm trying to understand the investment we have made in the Philippines plant. So what is the loan outstanding as on date, including the 50 crore you mentioned earlier on the call? And how much more will you be investing this year, i.e. the loan amount that you are getting from the Philippines bank to complete the plant? So just trying to get an idea of what is our total cost going to be in this plant.
So the since you are a new investor, nevertheless, you may have read that this was a plant we were constructing for a customer. And we had a disagreement with the customer and in cases and so on. And in the end, we ended up acquiring the plant and the assets. Of course, the assets came with certain loans on them. So the loan is roughly equal to $36 million US dollars. It's in pesos. It's from a local bank, local development bank in Philippines. But it's roughly equal to $36 million US dollars. And the loan that we are going to be taking now going to be something like 180 crores, something equivalent to $24 million.
Okay, so 36 plus 24, so $60 million is the cost, plus whatever you have spent on the OPEX side that you mentioned earlier, right? That's sort of the total.
In fact, there is also the earlier investment by the earlier owner, the plant. And is valued much more than that.
Okay, so would you say that whatever you have put in so far, is the market value higher than what you have put in, or you think the returns on this plant will be significantly higher and therefore continuing with this capex makes sense? I'm just trying to understand, you know, why would you not look to exit this or, look for some kind of JV, etc., so that our financial exposure is limited.
Actually, sir, we have been trying for what you are saying. We have been trying for it. The market value is higher. But because of COVID, there was a lot of poor economic sentiment in Philippines. And therefore, in spite of our trying, we could not get buyers at a reasonable price. Also, we have realized that any prospective buyer, if he sees a plant at a standstill, a plant under construction at a standstill, he wants to offer a lower valuation than if the plant is being constructed or completed. So that's how we are proceeding towards plant. And we think, of course, to answer your first question, the valuation is higher than, substantially higher than that.
That's okay.
The purpose of Mr. Puri also mentioned in this, that work can now start in Philippines because the visas to Indians are now allowed since April. Our teams have been there. We are proceeding to start construction on the plant in June.
Right. And it will take about a year to complete. And then my question is that how long will it take from there on to start throwing, let's say, positive EBITDA?
So if we have examined the economics and we are willing to run the plant, but we are also open to sell the plant if we can find a buyer at a reasonable valuation.
No, no, I understand that, but I'm just trying to understand, you know, let's say you spend now 180 crores to construct that plant. And then before it starts turning positive cash flow for us, we will have to invest some more. So I'm just trying to understand what that amount could be in fiscal year 24.
No, we believe that this 180 crores will largely cover the investment required. It will require working capital loans to operate the plant, which we can hope to get from Philippine banks.
I see. Okay. Thank you so much. That's all I had.
Thank you, Mr. Rajesh. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Anurag Patil from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. So for Saraswati ethanol plant, next year, what kind of EBIT margins we can expect at full utilization?
EBIT margins on the ethanol plant?
Yes, sir.
Right. So it is already turning, EBIT margins are already positive. And the EBIT margins are already positive. And
How much can we expect EBIT margins next year?
We are still working on the fact that what is the maximum that we can subject to getting some approvals that we expect in the course of the next month. What is the maximum we can run the plant and what is the alternative feed? We are also, for instance, looking at whether we can use juice to make ethanol. So we'll give you a figure next time, but the EBIT margins are not bad.
Okay, sir. And sir, you said in FY23 you are expecting 5% revenue growth. So am I correct in missing that?
Yes.
So, sir, if you run the ethanol plant for 4 quarters, at least 100 crore incremental revenues will be added. So, rest of the segments, are you expecting only 100 or 150
crore? 5%, sir, the 5% was talked about in terms of ISJEC as a whole, as a consolidated entity. It was not about the sugar plant or ethanol plant.
Yeah, that I understand, sir. But at consolidated level, 5% revenue growth should translate to 250 odd crore or something. And even ethanol plant only can contribute at least 100 crore incremental. So my question is that whether...
That is not the right way to look at it, sir. Because when you use B-heavy molasses, you're actually consuming sugar, you know, which would normally have been produced and sold. But taking that sugar and putting it into the ethanol. So that's not the right way to look at it.
Okay, but sir, still at the overall level, given
additional turnover that will come from ethanol, maybe 70% of it is actually coming from a reduction of the sugar revenue.
Yes, sir, understood. But sir, given the strong 7200 crore order book, still, I feel that guidance is kind of very conservative.
So many of our orders are longer duration orders. You know, the typical order execution cycle, particularly for the project business, can be 24 months to 30 months, 35 months.
Okay, understood. Thank you very much, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Nishit from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for this opportunity. So most of my questions are answered. So one thing I noticed that our standalone manufacturing revenue is around 460 crores, which is higher than our recent numbers. So is there anything one-off or can we sustain this number going forward?
No, the manufacturing revenue actually depends on what equipment and machines get delivered. Because in manufacturing, we are following the sale of goods accounting.
Yes.
So on a annual basis, if you see, on a standalone, manufacturing is about 1,295 crores.
Yes.
We can expect this to grow a bit, but quarter to quarter is not the right way of looking at it.
Okay. Understood, sir. And sir, lastly, what is the outlook for Eagle Press?
Outlook for Eagle? Well, Eagle did go through a difficult time because of first COVID, and then because its main customers are automobile. It's based on automobile output, and because of the chip shortage in North America, the production of cars is not going up. But the outlook has improved recently, and we have booked some orders, and we expect to book some good orders. The inquiry flow is good. So this year should be much better than the last year.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nishit. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Mihir from Desai Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. So I have few macro questions. So starting with sugar industry. So as we see that the Brazil crop is, you know, going to come, which was in a deficit last season. So, sir, will this impact the realization drastically for sugar? I just wanted to an understanding from your end, sir.
So the international market has been deficit for the last few years. That's why you are seeing that the export prices realized by us, by India, are decent. The international dynamics are also Brazil, the mills have a lot of flexibility into making sugar or making ethanol. They can use the same juice to make, they can switch very easily. And given today's position of higher oil prices, one would expect Brazil to divert more sugar content towards ethanol. And that will leave a good opportunity for us, for India, to export sugar.
Okay. Sure, sir. So we are on a safer side, is what I understand.
Yes, if you notice, the government is saying that India has exported this year already about 82 lakh tons of sugar. And the government has now restricted exports to 100 lakh tons. The government wants to leave enough sugar in the country for the next 2 months' consumption. So, but next year's production is expected to be high, and therefore it will be enough to cover the domestic requirement. And India should be, I think India has established itself very well in the export market. For the last 3-4 years, exports have been going up. So we should see good exports from India.
Yeah. So my next question is around the defense sector, sir. As India is, you know, under Make in India, India is doing aggressively in boosting the defense sector. So do we have any opportunity to participate, or, you know, some pockets which we can explore in this sector?
So as far as defense is concerned, we continue to get small value orders periodically for defense, and these orders are for sophisticated manufacturing, but we are not entering into any long-term tie-up for one particular product, because the gestation period, the investments are heavy, the gestation period is high, and the market is also uncertain. So we are not gambling on the defense sector in a big way. But opportunistically, when there are inquiries, we quote for them, and we're getting some success there.
Sure, sir. So lastly, I just wanted to ask on our revenue mix. The current revenue mix, which is there, which comprises manufacturing, EPC and sugar. Going forward after, you know, 2 to 3 years down the line, do we see this mix changing or it would be on this range only?
We are trying to look for opportunities to increase manufacturing, and we are planning to make marginal investments as Mr. Chattani gave the figure for last year's investments, capital investments. This year also we might do some investments to increase the manufacturing base. As far as the projects business is concerned, because in the projects business, a lot is outside our control because raw material for is a very major component of the total contract price. We will be selective. We are ourselves looking at cost very carefully, and we will be selective in taking orders where the margins are reasonable.
Yes, sir. So best of luck and thanks for answering my questions. If I have more questions, I'll join the queue.
Thank you, Mr. Mihir. We take the next question from the line of Ms. Ashna from ICICI Securities. Ma'am, you may go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity again. Just one clarification I needed. In the beginning of the call, you mentioned that order intake expectation growth for FY 2023 is close to 5%. Is that correct?
No, I think Mr. Chattani spoke about the 5% was the increase in revenue.
Okay. Sir, FY 2024, we can have a look of.
We can give you guidance later on that. Let us first say this. Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand over the conference to the management for closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you very much all the investors or potential investors for joining this conference. Wishing you all the best, and then we will again touch base roughly 3 months from now. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.